Hey, before we start, just a quick note that I'm trying a different mic setting right now. So let's see what this sounds like in this episode. If it sounds weird, you know, let me know. But just trying something different. The last, I'd say, 6 or 7 episodes have been pretty much with the same settings. I'm just seeing what something else sounds like. So on with the show. Welcome back to the Draft Feels Podcast. Please get in touch if you like the podcast or have ideas or comments. Social media coordinates can be found at the end of the episode. Listeners can also email the podcast at draftxofeels@gmail.com. We can also be found online at draftfeels.net. We are also now on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. There should be a link in the show notes if you want to subscribe. Please rate the podcast and give it a review too. Whether it is Rondo of Blood, Dracula X, or the more recent Dracula X Chronicles, this game is absolutely incredible. No matter which version, this has to be one of my favorite soundtracks of all time. The music and atmosphere are so good. As we discussed in our episode on Castlevania 3, I'm a huge fan of this series. This game continues that tradition in the 16-bit era after the excellent Super Castlevania. By the time we got this game, in the States in late 1995, its aesthetic was already a little old school, which was fine by me. In the past few years before I had gotten this game, I had gotten heavily into anime, and was still consistently playing Super Nintendo games. Dracula X, as it was called when we got the game here, has a style that is more in line with 1980s anime like Project Aiko, Macross, or Dirty Pair than something more, 20 years ago, modern, like Neon Genesis Evangelion. That was something which drew me to the game because I loved 80s anime after growing up with series like Robotech, and then becoming deeply inspired as a teenager by other works like Vampire Hunter D, Vampire Princess Miyu, and other things of that era. The game also merged a lot of what I liked about individual Castlevania games of the past. It is a bit non-linear, like Castlevania 3 is, but not quite an open world like Simon's Quest. When I first played the game on the Super Nintendo, a lot of the action reminded me of the first game in the series. It had the right combination of being a game in my beloved 16-bit era, having an amazing soundtrack, the right combination of styles of previous Castlevania games, and a noticeable anime influence. According to the internet, Dracula X came out in September 1995. I must have played through it sometime that winter, spring. Around this time I was playing through Earthbound, and then later on in the year, Super Mario RPG. So I was renting other Super Nintendo games as I ran into them in stores. I remember seeing this in a store in the next town over from us and being surprised, because I had heard very little about a game called Dracula X before this. I had read about Rondo of Blood in magazines, but did not immediately make the connection between them. A friend of mine and I took the game home, and he left to go find another friend of ours and to pick up subs at a sandwich shop in the main part of our town. I sat down and began playing, and quickly became deeply immersed in a playthrough. I mean, pretty quick, again, like Final Fantasy IV, which we talked about in a previous episode, I really surprised myself with how much progress I made in the game. I was at least a few stages into it by the time they came back with our dinner. After eating, we settled in, and I kept forging ahead through the game, and by the end of the rental cycle, I had beaten it. I remember being very surprised at how simplistic the final boss battle was. As long as you have an axe, you can lob them at Dracula and just dodge his occasional attacks. The brutal fights with him in earlier games were replaced with something that was a bit more straightforward. I suppose the one tricky aspect was staying on a pillar. I never have enough patience to just wait for a boss to come to me, so this fight does add that complication because I always want to rush into fights. It's funny though, at the time, I remember being pretty bummed out on how quickly I'd gone through the game, and ended up doing a run through of Simon's Quest in my spare time away from Earthbound to, really, in my own mind, I guess, make up for it. At the time, Dracula X seemed a bit inferior. I did not get to actually play Rondo of Blood until college. A friend had a copy, and I played it at his house. I even owned a copy for a while, after a girlfriend showed me this new website called eBay that you could buy video games on. I ended up selling that and a lot of other things at various points during college and right after. I don't remember a lot about that playthrough specifically to comment on it, unfortunately. And I wouldn't play Rondo of Blood again until the Dracula X Chronicles came out. The Dracula X Chronicles collection put together Rondo of Blood with Symphony of the Night, the classic PlayStation Castlevania game. I don't know if we will ever do a Symphony of the Night episode because, and I completely understand that this is very blasphemous, I'm not really a big fan of the game. I remember actively disliking it back then after we rented it, and I did not like it that much. The kind of quote-unquote Metroidvania style of the game just really isn't for me. I always end up getting bored or frustrated and stop playing the game. Another Castlevania game, by the way, that I've not played much of is Bloodlines on the Genesis. A friend of mine had that game growing up, but I don't recall much about it. I remember seeing it in his room a couple times and going, oh, there's another Castlevania game, and I don't know, I've not played it that much. This winter, I'm going to give it a try again, and maybe we'll do an episode next year. Unfortunately, pretty much every Castlevania game I've played since this one has been mediocre, or just frankly didn't even feel like a Castlevania game to me. I downloaded something, a demo of a game a few years ago, I think it was on the PlayStation 3, and I'm not even sure what kind of relation it actually had to Castlevania beyond being called Castlevania, which is really sad. My most recent playthroughs of this game have been using Dracula X on the Super Nintendo and Rondo of Blood on the Vita. Dracula X was much harder than I remember it being. I had thought I would blow right through it, but I had a lot of problems, especially with bosses. I got through eventually, but I have a lot more respect for the difficulty of the game. Nowadays, I understand that the version of Final Fantasy IV we received here in the US was the easy type version, which is how I blew through it, as we talked about in a previous episode. Dracula X is very hard. I got lucky back then and just got into the zone, I guess. One of the biggest problems with Dracula X is the lack of recovery time when you take damage. It's very easy, especially when you get cornered by a boss, to take a ton of hits in very short amounts of time. This caused me a lot of frustration at the end of a few levels. While Rondo of Blood is definitely the definitive version of the soundtrack, the Super Nintendo version is also quite good. I'm such a sucker for series like this where classic tracks are redone over and over again for newer games. I mark out so hard when a new version of Vampire Killer or Bloody Tears comes on when I enter a stage. Last year, I brought the Dracula X Chronicles for my Vita when it was on sale in the PlayStation Store. I began doing a playthrough of Rondo of Blood during the spring and ended up playing it almost every morning at breakfast for a while. This is a very tough game, but what I especially love about it is that I can keep going back to it because it is so fun to play. I'm definitely not averse to a challenge, but what is lost in many modern games is the joy that playing a game like this, at the end of the day, that is focused on fun and replay value. To put it in a modern sense, this is what makes a game like Dragon's Dogma much more interesting to me than, say, something like Dark Souls. I know, again, that's probably very blasphemous. I did, in my playthrough of Rondo of Blood, get stuck on level 4, but I backtracked and found Marie and then began wrecking the next few levels. She is very powerful. Many bosses in this game are mini puzzles that you need to figure out. Once you have the pattern down, like in a Mega Man game, they are much easier to approach. I'm also very grateful for all the gamers who have put up videos on YouTube, which also greatly aided me in defeating some of them. I appreciate the lack of a clock in this game. I can go back and go very slowly and explore. According to my Vita, I still have a bit to go through, but I will definitely need a guide for that. I have many other gaming obligations right now, but I could definitely see jumping back into the game during the summer when I have a lot more time. After a while, I got to the end of the game, defeated Dracula, and felt pretty good about it. I can still pick up this game and wander around in a few levels, having a lot of fun trying to find new secrets. There's still plenty for me to unlock, and I love that I can pick up my Vita for 20 minutes and have some fun. Having games on a portable system really adds to the replay value for me. A good majority of my gaming time these days is spent on the Vita or 3DS. Like a lot of the other games we've discussed on this podcast, I listen to the soundtrack all the time at work. At least a few days of the week, I don't teach until later on in the morning, so I'll go in early and sit in my office and do work. I grade papers while listening to the soundtrack of either version of this game a lot. Again, the Draft Feels podcast is written, edited, produced, and performed by William Wend. Draft Feels Pod is the username to follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. I just updated our Tumblr recently to add a bunch of episodes that were not up there. We also have a YouTube page that is linked on the website. I'm going to try over the holidays to get a little more content up on there. I know I've been lagging a little bit on that. You can subscribe to the podcast via RSS, SoundCloud, or on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, If there's anywhere else we should be, you know, let me know. Links are on the website. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. Our next and final episode of the year is going to be about Super Mario World and the Christmas of 1991. We're going to talk a little bit about Super Castlevania and Super Ghouls and Ghosts and a couple other games that came out that year. So that'll be out. This is December 20th. I'm hoping this comes out on the 21st. My goal, and we'll see, is that you will be able to listen to that episode on Christmas morning. See you then.